You've tuned in to the Nunes Newscast. Subscribe on Rumble.com to watch or download wherever you listen to podcasts. Here's your host, Devin Nunes.
Countdown to Socialism, the Fake News Complex. In my book, Countdown to Socialism, I lay out how big tech and the mainstream media, which I call the fake news complex, work together to funnel disinformation into unsuspecting Americans' daily news feeds. Let's look at a recent example of how the fake news complex and the big tech tyrants coordinate to control narratives. President Trump recently pardoned General Mike Flynn, the decorated war hero and former national security advisor who was railroaded by top Obama administration officials in order to destabilize President Trump's new incoming administration and advance the false Russian collusion narrative. As a result, the Department of Justice petitioned a court to drop the charge against General Flynn, but shockingly, the judge refused to rule on the motion. In court, the Department of Justice submitted irrefutable evidence showing exactly how the Obama administration framed General Flynn. This proof was reported throughout the conservative press and was discussed in the recent documentary, The Plot Against the President. But the fake news complex refuses to report any story that vindicates General Flynn.
Flynn has been pardoned, granted a full pardon
after pleading guilty twice to lying to the FBI.
Why? Because the news outlets led the information warfare operation against him and President Trump, and by effect, all the conservatives in this country from the very beginning of the Trump administration. Obama, Biden, and their media lapdogs can't let the American people know how badly they corrupted our intelligence services and the Department of Justice in their operation against President Trump. And their confederates in big tech know it. So what do you do when your narrative begins to crack? You do what Twitter did. They filled your news feeds with fake news stories about Flynn's guilt while suppressing the evidence showing his innocence. After General Flynn was pardoned, Twitter even suspended the account for the documentary, The Plot Against the President. That's the left's game plan. The mainstream media puts out a dozen stories promoting the same false narrative. Then big tech promotes the fake stories, suppresses contrary information, and deplatforms troublemakers who question the narrative. It's time we free ourselves from big tech and its fake news complex. Devin Nunes, thank you for listening.